Tonight we're looking in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 24. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 16. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 16. One verse tonight, give you a little thought from it. It's been on my heart today since this morning when I was preaching. He said, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." Now, it looks like to me that there's some differences here when a righteous man falls and when the wicked fall into mischief. Because the nature of each one of them, that we have a divine nature within us as people of God, and that God gives us victory. Yes. Now, when I see this tonight, I see the possibility of falling. The Bible said a just man, which is a saved man, a righteous man, it says he falls seven times. Now, I don't know what significance the number seven has here. I know the word number seven is the number of completion. But it does say here he riseth up again, which shows the perseverance that the righteous or just man has when he does fall. You know, it's taken in the Bible, there's a lot of righteous men that fail. And each one of us can testify tonight that there's been times that we have failed or fall. And thank God for the Lord rising up again us, giving us grace to get up, amen. And I think about Lot, and I know Lot was looked at as a man that was very carnal, and we have to agree to that, but the fact of it was, Lot was a righteous man. Lot was a just man, and one day he looked to Sodom and saw the water, the well-watered plain, and pitched his tent there. And of course, he lived there 20 years, I believe history says, And anyway, Lot was a man that was saved. He was a saved man. And, of course, Uncle Abraham prayed for him, sought God on his behalf. That's why Abraham pleaded with God and asked him, "Shall the judge of all the earth do right?" Because he knew God would do right. But he was fearful for Lot because he knew God said he'd destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He was going to destroy them ungodly people there because of their sin before a holy God. And anyway, we know Lot was there in that land, in the tent. He dwelt in the gate of Sodom. Looks like he might have had some kind of political position and was also hooked up with them people in some way, my friend. But Lot, you know, he fell. I had to say he fell. Wouldn't you say he fell? And God had mercy on him. I thank God he had mercy on us when we was lost, and then mercy on us after we're saved. Amen. Then Lot, thank God, God sent two angels down there, two men down there, and them men got Lot by the hand and took him out. Amen. Lot lingered there, and of course they hastened Lot to leave before God brought judgment. And then when God, my friend, rained fire and brimstone in that land, Lot was escaped. Amen. He rose up, amen, again. Even though he fell, God gave him mercy and got him out of the judgment, amen, because he was a righteous man. And also because God remembered the prayers of Abraham, and God was merciful. I will say tonight that a just man falleth seven times and riseth up. That shows God being with that man and helping him. Thank God through them hard times, maybe the trial that man went through, maybe something he fell into, or maybe some sin he committed, that God was faithful, like Brother John said tonight, in helping that individual get out of what he was in. I'm glad God's a God of restoration, aren't you? Did not David say he restored my soul? Hey, God's a God of restoring, amen. I'm glad he knows how to give restoration to them that's needing restoration. And we all need reviving tonight. And brother, I'll tell you what David said. He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." For David, my friend, he was another one that fell. He was
was a righteous man, God's man. Even God said he's a man after God's own heart. But he let his positional power, rule his own heart instead of the commands of God. And that's when he fell into sin. But Psalm 51, we'd never have the night if God hadn't shown mercy on him and showed him that there was forgiveness in the goodness of God. Amen. I mean, think about David here. I tell you, when David prayed in Psalm 51, I've read it and read it and read it, and how David said, Lord, he said, blot out my transgressions. He said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. For I've sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned against. He's talking about creating me a clean heart. Hey, God, renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Restore the joy of salvation in my heart. Hey, God, uphold me with a free spirit that I might be able to teach the transgressors the way to God. Amen. I tell you, did not God raise him up and show him mercy and forgiveness? Well, brother, tonight, aren't you glad God's done that for you down through the days that you've been saved? Well, God let you alone tonight, no telling what you'd do, and no telling how far you'd fall. But I'm glad God is faithful. Thank God to raise a man up and get him back to where he ought to be with God tonight. Amen. That's what I thought about Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a good king, I'll tell you that. But Hezekiah had a problem in his house. He didn't have it in order. You say, what did God tell him about that such a house in order? Well, I believe it was because he hadn't had a son yet to be in his stead. That was something God told them kings, you need to have a son. And them sons were to take the kingship after the father died. And Hezekiah hadn't done that. Amen. And God did bring a son his way after he set his house in order. But think about this. He fell in that way, but he wept before God, confessed his sin before God, and God raised him up again and answered his prayer, gave what, 15 years on his life? That's three works of grace right there, brother. Amen. They see Pentecostal and the holiness people say we had a second work of grace. Thank God. I tell you, God had a third work of grace on Hezekiah. 3 times 5 is 15. 5 is the number of grace. He gave 15 more years. I tell you, I'm glad I've had more than 2 blessings of God. I know what they're talking about. I know what it means in the Bible. Amen. When the Holy Ghost baptizes us into the body. But you're never going to be eradicated from a sinful nature or flesh until Christ comes and takes you out of this life. Amen. You still going to have a battle with sin. It don't matter who you are. I tell you, we ought to be closer to God tonight than we were a year ago. But the fact of it is, there's more battle to get closer to him. Amen. It seems like it's a battle to keep everything where it ought to be in this time and day. But brother, I'm telling you, there's the God of heaven's availabilities he's given us in instruction. That's why he said, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hezekiah, he prayed to God, wept before God. God gave him 15 more years. He rose him up. Amen. God's a God of mercy tonight. Amen. That's right. Even Hezekiah went there and showed that crowd his whole everything was in his house right there. He messed up too. But I'll tell you what, he went down as a pretty good king in the Bible. I'll tell you, Hezekiah did. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, brother. Listen, you better listen to what I'm about to say tonight. The just man, I'm talking about the saved man. He can fall, but I'm glad God perseveres him and helps him through them times and raises him up again. Sometimes it's a little harder to get back to where you ought to be with God. It takes a little while to get there, but I'll tell you what, God will get a man there, and he'd still be faithful. I'm going to tell you, who fell more than Peter did in the Word of God? I mean, Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times. Jesus looked upon him, rose him up, thank God. Amen. He went fishing naked. Here's Jesus standing on the shore. And in Acts chapter 2, he preached that sermon under the power of the Holy Ghost. And God saved 3,000 on that day. He kept falling. God kept raising him up. Amen. I mean, even in the water, he fell down. Amen. God was sinking. He said, Lord, save me. And the Lord stretched out his hand, reached down, thank God, and saved him. Hey, Peter went through that. He knew what it was. Well, he told the Lord, he said, I'll never deny thee, I'll never forsake thee. But he did. But brother, he didn't stop. there. He's got two books in the Bible, by the way. He's the one that God sent down to a Gentile by the name of Cornelius to preach the gospel to him. Under the power of God, the Holy Ghost came in, and Cornelius got saved in his house. You talking about that man that was naked on a ship that was fishing like that? Oh, yeah, that was him. Amen. That cursed. Amen. Listen, friend, he resurrected him out of a fallen state. Amen. It put him back in the will of God.
That's right. Amen. That's right, isn't it?
Sure, that's right. He done that for Peter.
Yeah.
Jesus told Peter, you ever read that? He said, Satan had a desire to have you and sift you sweet.
Yeah.
That word sift means a riddle, a tire to pieces. I've never done much sifting. But I'll tell you, them older women had them sifters, and that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to sift you as wheat. Amen. Sift you. He said, look what Jesus said. He said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. That's why he said, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. He gave him faith to believe, thank God. I like what Peter said over there too, praise God. You know, Peter said a lot of things that was awful sudden sometime. And of course, you know, Jesus told him one time, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. I mean, he was kind of a spokesman. He'd speak out, you know. And over there, I think about Peter's book today. Amen. And there's one thing, really, I got come on my heart today about Peter. Peter said, you know, we was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and we heard him ourselves in that excellent voice. But he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's what he said. He said, the book we got's more sure than that voice I heard up there that day. Amen. I'll tell you, brother, you know what God teaches a man when he falls? Just how precious God's presence and word is to him. And he'll raise him up like that. He'll, thank God, there's just something in us, and it's God, it's the Holy Ghost, it's the Word of God. That brother, when a man falls, hey, that encouragement, that Word of God, that strength that we get from the book, God will rise a man up like that. He'll hear the Word, thank God, he'll perk up and get back to restoration in God. Hey, it don't take God a long time to restore a man. This takes man, thank God, to believe him. Amen. I tell you, if we believe the book tonight, we can be a whole lot further down the road. God, a lot of times, that's not God's fault, it's our fault. We're not where we ought to be. Boy, I thought about old Jonah. He fell down, didn't he, on God. I mean, God said, Jonah, you go to Nineveh and preach to them people. Preach to them. Go there and preach to them. And buddy, he didn't want to go, and he got on the boat. You know that record. He got on the ship, and he thought he'd go down there and go to sleep on God. And God sent a great storm out and rocked the boat. And you know the record, how it got dangerous. It got so dangerous it was going to take the mariner's life. And they called Jonah up. And they finally found out that Jonah was a Hebrew. He had ran from God. And he knew that the only help they could get in that storm was to get him off the boat. Amen. That's right. Get off the boat. Get him off the boat. Hey, can I tell you this? You can't go against God. I can't go against God. We'll fall every time. He threw him over. They threw him overboard. And God prepared a great fish for him, and the whale swallowed him. And he was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. And brother, he tried to bargain with God. He said, I'll pay the vows that I vow and all that. And I'll tell you, when he cried, salvation's of the Lord, brother, he got delivered. Say amen. That's the only deliverance you got tonight, salvation's of the Lord. He was locked up. He got a hold of that. Amen. I tell you, you was locked up that you found out salvation was of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, the whale vomited him out on land. He got there. It was a 3 days journey. Got there in one day. And he got to preaching to them people about repentance. Amen. God's going to throw this city. Amen. In 40 days, God's given you a time of repentance. And that whole crowd from the greatest to the least repented in sackcloth and ashes. And God had mercy on them, amen, and gave grace and mercy to them, and saved them all, amen. And Jonah got mad after they got right with God. And God still knew Jonah was the one he was going to send down there. Did God know before he ever sent Jonah all that was going to take place? He sure did. He could have said, Jonah, I ain't going to get you back up, son. I'm just going to let you go on the boat. You can die down there with that crowd. He said, no, sir. That's one of my prophets. He ain't sleeping on me. Amen. I'll wake him up. I'll send the storm. I'll shake that boat. And them mariners prayed, brother. Ain't God done that, brother? And he had that man thrown overboard. It became a calm. He had a great fish just prepared for him. And he was in there 3 days and three nights. He failed, brother. But God raised him up to go do the will of God. And I'm going to tell you this. Put this down in the book. The most important thing is God's will being done. And there's a lot of times you'll look at it and say, wonder why God done it that way. It's because God chose to do it that way. And brother, there's been men to fall, but God raised them up. Amen. That's right, and God will do that if you're one of His. If you're not, you'll go off into mischief like the Bible said here and discontinue that behavior, and it won't bother you, and you'll never return to where you ought to be. But I'll tell you one thing. If a man's saved, he's a righteous man. God's got something on the inside of him that'll get him back to where he ought to be. And brother, that's right tonight. God done that for Jonah to get him to do the will of God. I read the Old Testament sometimes, buddy. I'm telling you what. Now, I have to read it twice sometimes to see and think in my mind, God done it that way. God just chose to do it that way. Now, I know the Old and New Testament's two different dispensations or two different, I don't say dispensations, two different covenants or testaments. Amen. The Old to tell us for our learning admonition that we might learn by the examples of them men. And brother, we're no better than they are. Hey, we're just in a better dispensation because of grace. But them men wouldn't have had no way with God unless God had grace on them. Well, that crowd got encamped by the Red Sea and they looked back. Amen. Hey, you know, this falling and rising the whole time. They got down there and murmured, complained about what they had to eat, complained about no water, and God would bless them and do something for them. And they got down by the Red Sea. Hey, friend, you know what God said? He said, tell that crowd to stand still. Wait a minute. Pharaoh's breathing down my neck with his chariots and horsemen, and Moses, you telling me to stand still? That's what I said. But he didn't end there. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And he said, stretch forth thy hand over the Red Sea. And Moses stretched his hand over the Red Sea with that rod. And brother, God sent a great wind, opened up, parted the waters, and they walked through on dry ground. Hey, do you know this tonight, brother Tim, that the majority of we read tonight is God always bringing men back up when they fall? Hey, man, you know and I know that this thing, my friend, in practice sometimes is up and down. Hey, God, you have a thrill of victory and then find yourself having an agony of defeat. If we can keep ourselves humble and dependent on God, hey, God, we can stay in a good place. But it's hard for man because he's full of pride and he's full of self-sufficiency that he wants to do it instead of letting God do it. And the pure obedience to the Word of God will keep a man where he ought to be. Amen. That's right, that crowd got down there, brother. I'm telling you, they complained, they wanted a gun, they'd get down there and God do something for them, they'd be happy. And then they'd get down again. That's the way it is sometimes. Amen, we run our life like that. They got down to Jericho and God said, march around the wall 7 times. On the 7th day, they did, the wall fell flat. Thank God, God gave them the city. But the next battle, they went to Ai and they got down there and they said, we don't need as many men to go take this city. Achan had stole the goods that God said don't take. And brother, when they got down there, Achan had done it. God knew it. The rest of that crowd didn't know it. He hid it under his tent. They got down there in a bunch of pride. They said, we don't need as many men. And they lost 36 Israelites. And they run, my friend, because the men of Ai defeated the Israelites because they got prideful and they had sin in the camp. Amen. That's right. What happened? God had to get them up. Joshua fell on his face. God said, get up. Go get the sin out of the camp. Is that not the way it is in our lives?
Sure is.
Huh? We got to keep our heart clean. Sometimes you can have such a victorious day And the next day you wonder, how in the world can I do something like that? That's right. That's right. It's like that sometime, brother. And I'll tell you what, the devil's going to hit you as harder when you having something for God and going for God. He's going to pose you. He's going to try to a conflict against you. He's going to try to sit you down. Amen. That's right. Look through the Bible. That's what he's saying right there. He's the seeker whom he made of there. And that's all about this. Man is drawn away of his own lust. Amen. Sin, brother, comes from old man's lust. And we got lust in us. That's why he said don't give place to the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But there's sometimes that the tempter comes and you're not even expecting him to come. Jesus was tempted at all points like as we are yet without sin. He didn't have no lust about him. That's right. He was pure, harmless, undefiled. He was impeccable. But I'm going to tell you what, as a man, he faced every temptation. As a man, he faced temptation that he may able to, when we pray to him, say, Lord, I need help in this area, he knows what we need. And we still stiff-necked, stubborn sometimes. We want to do it our way, and we end up falling. We're not where I ought to be with God. And I said, Lord, I just don't see how. I was close to you yesterday and testifying and preaching and singing in God and enjoying the Holy Ghost. And then 24 hours later, I've got this bad attitude and I'm not where I ought to be with God. And I fell from that place of fellowship. And Jesus said, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. What you preaching on, preacher? I'm just preaching this. I'm preaching that we as just men fall. But it takes the God of heaven to raise us up because God's in us and perseverance is in us because God, my friend, does that. God gets a man back up and restores him and helps him. Thank God we burn the past bridge and forget them things that are behind and press toward the mark of the prize. That's right. If you don't do that, then you'll be held back. He that had put his hand in the plow. Look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Man said one time, he said, right there tells you a man could lose his salvation. I said, that don't talk about salvation. That's talking about work. In the whole context, there's talking about discipleship. Man hadn't put his hand in the plow. He's starting to work, thank God. He said, a man put his hand in the plow and looked back. He's not fit. That means he's not fit for the job because he's looking back. He's not looking ahead. And he'll never accomplish what God's got. That's why he said, let the dead bury their dead. Hey man, don't look back to all that. Look what I got ahead for you. And brother, we fall looking back. We fall looking aside. Hey man, our focus is not where it ought to be. We don't have thank God, looking at Jesus, the author, finish our faith. And therefore we fall and God has to say, I'll get you back up. That's evidence being saved right there. That's why I question wonder in people's heart and life. And I don't want to make too quick of a judgment. Sometimes we want to make quick judgments. There wasn't one of us in here would believe Lot was a saved man. I guarantee you that. That's right. That's cause it's in the books why we believe it. And you take Jonah, if you'd have said, oh, Jonah, he's got to be a false prophet. I mean, running from God like that, then getting mad because God does something for somebody. Oh, no, friend. He's God's prophet. And I know it's been debated down through the years whether King Saul was a saved man. I mean, I've had all kinds of people say, well, I don't believe he was saved. I said, well, I believe he was. He's God's anointed. He prophesied. God touched his heart. And whether people want to debate on the fact about Samuel's spirit being raised up, and the whole thing is, Samuel said, yeah, you'll be where I'm at.
Yeah, this day.
That's right. What he said. So I don't want to pass too quick a judgment. Say, well, that man might not be saved. We have to do that in Independent Baptist Church. But I'll tell you what, I've seen people lay in whale bellies, amen. I've seen people go through some hardships and say, you know, I'm not really where I'll be with God. But I'll tell you where we have the problem at in the local church right now is our heart. It's not a position somewhere outside the church. It's our heart that falleth. It's our heart. That's not where it ought to be. It's our heart that gets away from God and the things of God. And it's our heart that takes us away from God. And over there it talks about in the book of Hosea, hey man, where the heart was taken away from God. And that's where Hosea, you take the book of Hosea. Well, did God tell Hosea to marry this woman that was a harlot? He sure did. That's why you didn't write the Bible. God did. Why in the world would you take a woman that was a harlot and put her in the lineage of Christ? You self-righteous Pharisee.
Come on.
She was. That wasn't God wasn't magnifying her lifestyle. He was magnifying His grace over her lifestyle. Amen. That's right. You all, we all, I say we all was in that shape, brother. Amen. We was all sinners. It don't matter. Listen, we was all wicked and lost without God. He had mercy on us the way we were. And God says, thank God, the manifestation of His Spirit had a sinful man, praise God. It's what God had mercy on us. It wasn't no good in us. He didn't find a good thing about us. And brother, I'm telling you what, the only reason He came, hey, God to raise a man back up was for His glory. Because He loved you.
Right.
Wish I could find that scripture over there about Hosea. But I'm telling you what, it talked about taking their heart away. That took their heart away. The world will take your heart away.
Sure will.
Your heart will fall. Mm-hmm. Mine does. You get in the Word of God and read the Word of God and get filled with the Holy Ghost in the Word of God, and then you go do something in the flesh. Why, you can feel that. You can feel that decrease.
Yeah.
Just man falls seven times and is raised up again. I know one thing. There'll never be a just man to fall out of the hand of God. I don't care who he is. And people say, well, do you really believe in once saved, always saved? I mean, I had that phone to me this the other week and say, I can't believe you believe. Hey, Carl said, you believe in once saved, always saved? I said, if you're really saved. If you're really saved, you're saved forever. Just don't come out. I'm not leaning on that. I'm leaning on Christ, whom I'm in, but within in Him, hey, God, it's eternal life.
Right.
Amen. A man told me, he goes to the Methodist, Wesleyan Methodist, one time, he said, if I believe what you did, I'd shout too. I said, well, you ought to believe what I do because the Bible teaches it.
Yeah.
And then, brother, I'm going to tell you, there's never been a man that fell out of the hand of God. And I'll tell you what, I can prove that in John 17. He said, none have I lost. That was given to me. He said, there's none lost but the son of perdition. That's Judas. Judas was born to fulfill the Scripture. He never could have been saved because he was born to fulfill the Scripture. That's what the book says. He was the devil from the beginning. Cursed be the day he's born. Even Pharaoh was raised up for that purpose, that God might show His power. Oh, preacher, he said, we ought to be in hell. We all ought to be in hell. Ain't a man living that ought to be in heaven. But we fell in our heart. That's where we fall. But thank God, through the Word of God, through the help of God, He raises us up. Sometimes I wonder when I'm going to be raised, but He will raise.
He will
raise us. Amen, brother. I'm glad He's faithful tonight, like one brother said here. He said, Israel slide it back as a backsliding heifer. Ephraim has joined the idols. Let him alone. Talked about taking their heart away from God. That's what Israel, the idolatry is what. They got an idolatry and their heart fell in idolatry and it fell. And brother, there's a chosen nation. Why did John say, keep yourself from idols? Because he knew that'd capture your heart. It don't take me long to be captured in some things. Amen. It's just the nature of man. That's why the heart has to be kept with all diligence. That's why the heart got to be kept. That's when I get in a mess, when I don't guard my heart and I live out my flesh and my feelings and what I want instead of what God wants. A just man falls seven times and rises up again. God's faithful to get a man back to where he ought to be. There wouldn't be one of you here tonight had not God done that.
Amen.
Including myself.
Amen.
We'd have done took the trail, brother.
Right.
We'd have took the easy way out. What we'd say the easy way is. We'd have got in our car and rode that we couldn't have rode no more. We was under such distress and pain, agony, and wondering where God was. And yet, having no faith. I felt like that before in my life, going through some hardships and hard times. Just throwing up my hands and quitting and saying unto God, is it worth it? It is. You can't leave God. Put that down. You can't leave Him. Somebody, I said, I left the Lord. How can you? He will never leave you. How can I leave somebody never leave me? Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? The reason God forsook him so he wouldn't ever forsake us. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How can we leave somebody that won't leave us?
Yeah, that's right.
You better listen to me and I'm through. No matter how people get in fixes sometimes and what hardships we go through and what temptations we might fall into sometime.
Yeah.
Just remember one thing. The just man will rise.
He will.
And that's because God's grace is greater than that.
Amen.
And everybody in the church house and everybody and around you might say, away with it. But I'm going to tell you what. That just man is going to rise again. Because he's got God in him. It might be a hard road to get there. But I'll tell you one thing. He's faithful. He's faithful. And I just want to say this to you tonight. If you feel like you're down, thank God there's a God who can get you up. Amen. Sometimes you might feel like God don't hear you, but there's a God in heaven that'll rise up with you. Amen. And He'll help you through the hard times. He'll help you through them times when you're down, like you talked about. In body you're not away from Him, but in spirit you are. And you need the Holy Ghost to get you back to where you ought to be. That's why we need revival. We need revival within. The just man fallen, raised up again. Amen. That's right. That's what it's about, brother. God helping you. Giving you help in these hard times. That's right. We're not a finished work anyway.
No, we're not.
You're going to be a finished work. One day God sees you as finished, but you're not finished yet. You learn more in hard times than you do in good times.
Amen.
You do. You learn more when you're afflicted than when you're not afflicted. You learn more of the grace and mercy of God. The prodigal, listen, God forbid that I'm saying a man should go live like that and come home. But I'm just making a point. The prodigal would have never known the mercies of God or mercies of the Father unless he'd have went away. That's right. That's right. The elder brother, he didn't want him going to the feast, praise God. He's a Pharisee. Can I tell you this tonight? There's a course everybody's got to go through to get home. Every sinner's got to come to the Father through the Son. And sometimes it's a little longer and a little harder.
Yeah.
But if you get saved, you'll have to come Calvary's way. Buddy down there in that hog pen, he figured out, I got my daddy's got bread enough to spare, and I'm down here perishing with hunger, and I'm going back home. But he would have never known the mercies of the Father unless he had went away from him.
Right.
Listen to me. You would never know the mercies of God had you not been a sinner.
Amen.
That's right. Never would have known. That woman that laid at his feet and wept over his feet and took the hairs of her head and wiped his feet. What did Jesus say? He said, them that have sinned much, love much. Them that's forgiven more, love more. That ain't God. He wasn't promoting a simple life. He was just making a statement of the fact, amen, that them people that went away and fell into sin, they know what the mercies of God are. He even told them, go and sin no more. Don't go back and live like that. I'm better than that. I can give you something better than that. But who is more thankful, the prodigal or the elder? We got a lot of elder sons. I preached on that the other morning in the Baptist church. Why hadn't you ever done that for me? Well, you never have had to come home because you're self-righteous. But you had to come home to me as a sinner to get forgiveness. Aren't you glad you come home?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, a man might fall, but God's able to raise him up. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you being in the house of God.